This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
We're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good evening and welcome down the Tee Florida. Two pros and a hack. Not one member of the humor squad this week. We're on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and Florida Sports Streams channel. And this nice, cool, blustery October 19th. We're down on the lower 18 today. We're looking straight across at Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. Be teeing it up tonight with John Rieger up there in St. Augustine, Florida. Right across from me is Bill Butner, the great one, as they say, over at Eckerd College. Good evening, my friend.
Well, how are you this evening?
I'm so glad you showed up. I thought, geez, I must have upset everybody. Must have pissed everybody off.
Well, you start talking Iowa and corn, and that'll do it.
No, Jeff Ward, he called. He got an offer he couldn't refuse. Patty, the cart girl, I don't think she goes anywhere without Tom Gribben being in the house.
You don't think I'm missing her, do you?
I know you are. And he, of course, is still gallivanting over in Italy, having the time of his life with his lovely bride. And John Rieger with his lovely bride up in St. Augustine, Florida. The lovely Miss Karen. How was your day going, my man?
Oh, it's a fantastic day up here. It's good to be on the Tee Florida again this week. And to my broadcast partner, Bill, the other pro with the hack, you're going to be really disappointed tonight because we got a great Iowa show brewing tonight. So we're looking really forward to talking to some folks there and going to have a good time on the Tee Florida golf this week.
Well, we've got some great interviews. They won't be in the house, but we'll be talking to Mike McCoy, the captain of the winning Walker Cup, the USA Walker Cup team, and he's from Des Moines, Iowa, and he travels the world playing golf, and it'll be a great conversation. And then we're going to talk to Jeremy Friedman, the Annika, driven by Gamebridge at Pelican. That is the 9th of November through the 12th. I'm sorry, the 14th. It's going to be a great event up there. I'm looking forward to talking to Jeremy, longtime contact from back in his Golf Channel days. And he just happened to pop up on the radar. And so we're set in the LPGA world with Jeremy Friedman. We'll talk to him about 5:30. And then about 6:07, we will talk to Mike McCoy. But we'll open up the show talking to James Poulter up there at Chi-Chi Rodriguez Golf Club. He's going to talk a little bit about pure science, first tee, what's going on in his world. And then Bill Butner, I think we should put him on the hot seat. That Poulter, were you pulling for the U.S. or Europe during the Ryder Cup? What do you think his answer will be?
Politically correct.
Yeah, where his bread gets buttered, right, John Rieger?
Well, it's just which other country is going to throw him out. So I think at this particular point, he's got to find a fine line there. But obviously, I'm sure he was rooting for the Europeans.
Of course, Bill Butner, he has been at St. Petersburg now, 21 years at St. Petersburg Country Club?
22 years. Yes.
And
it keeps going on.
Well, and our next guest, I don't know how long James has been there, but he's done a superb job. He's James Poulter. He's the CEO. He's the director of golf up there at Chi-Chi Rodriguez. He's done a superb job. He's got the first tee up there, and now pure science in the house. How are you, my friend?
He's distant.
James with us? Says he's on hold and waiting.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Oh, there he is.
There he is. How are you, James?
Doing very well. Thank you.
So you've got a ribbon cutting tonight affair to attend to. What is it in the world of golf? A little announcement we can make here, or is it to one of your business partners up there?
Not in the world of golf right now. So I'm also involved with our local Chamber of Commerce up in Upper Tampa Bay. So Beef O'Brady's, it's a great little sports place. So they opened one up in Oldsmar, and we're going over there to celebrate with them in a little bit.
Well, I've got John Rager up there in St. Augustine on the line, and then Bill Butner sitting across from me. So you pros can have a conversation. I want to throw one thing into it before they get rolling. My question was, during the shellacking that the Americans got in the Ryder Cup.
Shellacking?
It was a shellacking.
Okay.
Were you playing for your native land, or now where your bread is buttered, or you don't want to answer that?
I think you guys know. I mean, this is home. You know, I've been here 20 years now, and I love living in Pinellas County. But, you know, when it comes to the Ryder Cup, I'm always going to be Team Europe.
Well,
I called it, everybody.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much chalk if we're going to put any money up when they're over in Europe. You got any feelings on that, being, you know, from England?
I mean, I just think in general, home field advantage is huge in the Ryder Cup. I mean, everybody talks about team camaraderie and all that kind of stuff, and I think that used to be the case, but I think, you know, both teams now have, you know, good camaraderie within their group and their circle, but, you know, the way you set up a golf course, depending on what you're used to playing, is key when you're playing in match play.
The golf course is not set up too differently than any other tour event, so it shouldn't be favoring one or the other.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, they definitely kind of pick the golf courses in general, and then they change, you know, different setups from, you know, different lengths of holes to how thick the rough is. To, you know, if you got wayward drivers off the tee, you know, you make that rough nice and juicy and nice and thick. And if you can hit it straight down the fairway, you know, that's the huge advantage that they have this time around.
Well, James, let's talk about what's going on up there in your neck of the woods. So I see all these promotions and Facebook on Pure Science. Tell the audience a little bit about that alliance and what's going on up there now at the Chi-Chi Rodriguez facility.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Obviously, Pure Science has been around in the community for a few years now. They have a brick-and-mortar location down on Ulmerton Road. And we are their partner up at our driving range now. So they've got fitting bays up here. So we can fit people out on the tee line and naturally see ball flight as well. So, you know, I think that's huge with anybody that's going to make the investment on buying new clubs. I do believe you should get fitted because everybody's swing's different. Everybody's setup is different, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, we're excited about the partnership. And they've got some great technology and some good fitters. And all the major manufacturers.
Well, that's pretty incredible. You know, when you think about getting fitted for a set of golf clubs, especially the investments you need to make nowadays. I remember when I first started in the golf business working as a club pro, we would sell 15 sets a day at Babe Saharia's golf course on a Saturday. And just people just come up there and just pull them off the rack. You want regular, you want stiff. And the science has really come along so far now that if you're really going to buy a set of golf clubs, you want to make sure, you're not going to, you know, unless you've just got an unlimited budget like Mike Rickard does, you know, you're going to buy a set of clubs. You need that set of clubs to last you for a while until maybe your body changes and your physique and your age or whatever. But what a wise investment that is. Why not get measured? You do the same thing getting your eyes examined and getting contacts or a pair of glasses. You go to an optometrist, but at the same time, you know, you're welcome to go anywhere you want to get them fitted for you once you have the prescription. So I like the name of Pure Science because it really kind of gives you a feel that, you know, you're really measuring the important things it takes. What do you think their most important metric is when they measure people for a set of clubs?
I think consistency, right? I mean, I think that's the one thing that everybody can, you know, needs when they're looking into the sets of clubs. You know, obviously you want to hit the ball longer, you want to hit the ball straighter, but I just think being more consistent, you know, I think that's a big part of it.
I'm going to say weight and, you know, shaft flex obviously come into play. You see so many different long arm people, short arm people, tall people. Definitely need specialized clubs.
So let me ask this question, the three of you. So those Rams that I got at Kmart 40 some years ago are not good enough for me to improve my game with?
No, I mean
not with your expertise that you guys have.
Not with your talent. With your talent, you can make a broomstick work.
Damn, my Rams are gonna have to go. I'll take them over to First Tee in St. Pete. I mean, you probably wouldn't take them up north from me anyway.
Yeah, we'll donate them, and then we can resell them and reuse them.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, Mike. I mean, Tom Watson. He was a big Ram guy back in the day or so. But yeah, I agree with you. You know, I think that the shaft flex, fitting somebody with the proper shaft is the hardest thing to do. It really is. We have the technology today, though. You know, you have launch monitors. You can measure, you know, ball speed and clubhead speed and launch angles and all the different variables that go into it. And you scientifically can come up with enough data to get somebody to pick the right golf shaft out. And that's, unless you have a big barrel and you spend like 3 days hitting golf balls of, 17 different types of clubs with 28 different shafts, getting the data, getting the measurement, finding the right shaft to you is probably, I think, the most important thing you can do.
And that's the beauty of what we have now at the range, because you've got that technology, and then you're tying it into seeing ball flight as well, and that's something I think people are really going to enjoy.
James, let's talk about First Tee. Well, you had Rick from the St. Pete Southside on a couple of weeks ago and had that conversation. Do you guys have a comparable, similar program up there during the school year where the kids still participate, or are yours completely different? Because they have the after-school program, and we're going to get involved in that with our simulators here. But they have the after-school program there that is very great for the kids that need their services over there.
Yeah, I mean, Rick does an awesome job down in St. Pete. Obviously, they've got a great facility, and their after-school programs, it's not just about golf as well. And that's what the First Tee curriculum is, right? So it's teaching the life skills to the kids. And so, yeah, our program is a little bit different. So we have the kids that come to school here every day that they get their First Tee curriculum and golf introduction during their PE time in school. But then we also do after-school programming, Saturday programming, and summer camp programming that's community-based. So that's open to any of the kids in North Pinellas County from, you know, East Bay up to Tarpon Springs. And so, you know, we're doing some really good things with our program director and programming. We're looking at getting a new location set up at another facility in Clearwater. And, you know, we do a program called Operation 36. So it's a player development program that the kids will go out on the golf course. And basically their goal is to shoot a 36 score for 9 holes at a certain distance. And if they do that, they progress and they move back and go to a different set of tees at a different distance. So, you know,
well, actually, method is one of the probably most successful and foremost methods that have come out of the world of golf in the last couple of years is to do that. You know, you start the kids just in front of the green, you can shoot 36,
yep.
Move back, yep. Keep moving back. You know, it's really amazing. You know, by the time they're 10 or 11 years old and they're playing the most forward tees, you know, they're around par. I mean, it's really amazing how that method works for everybody. But you know what? Even for adults, I'd highly recommend that method where if you're a beginning golfer, yeah, go out and play golf with somebody. But instead of shooting 160 and losing 10 golf balls, hey, start 25 yards off the green and start with that. And you can post a score just like everybody else and just keep moving back until you feel comfortable you can handle the lane.
Yep.
I'm not sure Mike is willing. He's shaking his head like, not for me. Not
I
for
think
me.
It's the solution. Are you kidding me? It'd just be a little embarrassing. I look like Adam Sandler when he went back to school. It might be a bit embarrassing.
Well, the only problem you're going to have, Mike, is you can't park the cart too close to the green. If you start 25 yards off the green, you're going to have to park off the side and walk over there. So that's probably your biggest challenge.
At 67, I have too many obstacles to start over. You know, I got all these great guys around me that can give me tips and lessons. And it's just too late in the game.
Well, it's not the arrow, it's the Indian.
For the technology on them, too. You know, there's no excuses now. Those carts won't even work if you get them too close to the green.
Do they have clubs up there, Pure Science, that work on their own that we can maybe fit Mike with that he doesn't have to move, so they just kind of move the golf ball for him?
My God, I'm not in the grave yet. Hey, are you guys...
golf.
Are you going to be involved at all over there at the Annika? Any of the kids get over there, or are you guys going to be there at all?
Yeah, we are. We're going to be out there on the Saturday. So Annika is doing a clinic for 40 girls that will they'll be doing a 3 or 4 hour session with Annika and some coaches to go through, you know, some golf and life skills. And then there'll also be a clinic that's open to the public after that. So there'll be a couple hundred kids coming over to that as well. So, I mean, that's...
Oh, my goodness. What day is that going to be?
That's going to be Saturday the 12th, the 11th.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be
so
doing
if
this
you,
show.
If anybody that's interested in that, they can... they can go to our website, and there's some information up on there.
I thought I saw something about her going to have that. We're going to be doing this show live on the 9th up there at Bel Air. I'm looking forward to that Pelican, and possibly we'll carry it into Saturday. I'll be talking to Jeremy Friedman next, and maybe we'll see you up there. But I guess one last thing I forgot to tell you. This summer I was in Denver, and I went to the U.S. Amateur. It's a long story. And I got involved with the First Tee kids up there and the people that are directing it. And I told, her name escapes me. She was the president. And I mentioned that I work, you know, have conversations with you as well as the guys on the South side. And she had met you at a meeting before. I'll have to get her name. But she said, oh, yeah, I've met James on several occasions. So you,
cool,
you're well known.
So I heard you at length of time. Obviously, I've been here 19 years now. So, yeah, long time.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll let you get to that ribbon cutting, and I'll talk to you soon. I got some ideas for up north on that. Pure Science will kick around, and I'll buy you a bite, and then maybe I'll see you.
Sounds great. I appreciate you guys and everything that you do for the game, and everything that you do for us, too. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
And that, well, it's great to have you on, James.
James, not to be called Ian Poulter, as I did one time. You didn't hear that story.
I didn't hear that story.
I called the freaking number at the clubhouse, and the kid answers the phone. Probably thought, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
You asked for Ian Poulter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, I got the age deficit disorder.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Mike, at least you didn't call up and ask for Sir Raleigh in a can or something like that.
Exactly. No, Ian Poulter. Then it dawned on me, and I left him a voicemail. I probably gave him a smile, and I wonder why he didn't return my call for a couple of months. He was concerned about talking to somebody that's already got early stages of memory loss. You know, when you look at that, in all seriousness, when you look at that method that he was just describing, John, that's a great teaching lesson and training lesson for people in that want to golf, especially the kids.
Well, when you see the world of sports right now, data is very important. Even in the Ryder Cup, you know, they were using a lot of different situational data to try to figure out who to pair, how to play the course, and this, that, and the other. But in all sports, they're using and collecting a lot of data out there to try to figure out and optimize performance. And for the average golfer, sometimes, you know, we're not that sophisticated when you go to a golf course. I mean, literally, you know, golf courses stock golf clubs you can buy off the shelf, or, you know, maybe you can order them custom. But, you know, you really need to be fitting people all the time to be really good at it. It's no different than somebody who's a good player. They have to be able to go out and play all the time to be a good player. Well, you have to fit people all the time to really be a good club fitter so you can get the right clubs in people's hands. Because if you don't, and you put a club in somebody's hand and they just can't perform with it, they're going to give up the game. They're not going to play anymore. It's going to be that bad. So I'm all for that. And I know that it's a little bit of a branch off between you know, the club pro at the Greengrass Golf Course that has a golf shop, and you want, you know, that club professional to be a good club fitter, and they can, and they can use the same instruments and scientific data and stuff like that to measure. But, you know, golf pros are all different. Some are more into on-the-spot teaching. Some are more into the science of it. Some golf professionals, they don't teach at all. You know, they're more into the merchandising or management. So by having a company out there that performs this service, that actually a PGA golf professional, if he doesn't conduct that type of program on his own, can send him somewhere and be able to get his members fitted for clubs. You know, the members themselves, whether they, you know, buy them from Pure Science or anybody else, they'll buy the clubs from the golf professional if he can just get them ordered from the manufacturer with the specs. And it's worth every penny. Even if it costs you a couple hundred dollars to get fitted, it's worth every penny, because it's just like buying anything else. If you're going to buy a nice car, well, you want it to last a long time. It's the same way for golf clubs. You know, if you're going to go spend $2,000 or $3,000, $4,000 on a set of clubs, it's a major investment. You want those set. You want those clubs to last for quite a while until you, your body changes and you need to, you know, go into a different set of specs.
Hey, we ran right into the conversation with James Poulter because I knew he had a pressing matter at 5:30, and I didn't realize it was ribbon cutting, and that he was part of the chamber. Anyway, so let me properly introduce my two pros. Of course, that's Bill Buttner across from me. I did mention he's been at 22 years now, but on the PGA Tour for 15, 21 years as the head golf coach over at Eckerd College, the Tritons. And then, of course, that's John Rager up there in Gainesville, Florida, the rock of the show, and he's a PGA of America pro and a man of many hats over decades in the vast world of golf, whether it was high school, college. He's done it all the way to the pros, kind of like you, my man. You guys, my theme and the Sports Connections, from the peewees, the preps, the pros, and both these guys have done that and made an impact in the world of golf. As I mentioned, Tom Gribben, our talented team, they're not here. Jeff Ward, Kerry McNally, each and every week we typically bring you a little bit of humor. We'll try to do some of that today. And then we usually have beauty, not two beasts in the clubhouse. And that's Patty Suzette. So we'll get the entire gang going. We're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. Just had a little conversation with the owner, James Poulter. excuse me. I was going to mention one more thing about James Poulter.
Okay.
Because I'm getting Ice Pick Vodka up there that they're going to start pouring.
Oh,
and
nice
I was mentioning that to James. Anybody I'm talking to, I'm trying to push Ice Pick Vodka. But that's Fred Forsley, and he's happy about some of the accounts that we have directed their way. And also, of course, Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs. And then our good friend Chris Lewis, looks like he might get on board for the Anika. And I'll make that announcement. We are going to be out there before we have Jeremy Freeman. We're going to be out there doing the show live, if I can pull you away, on Thursday, and that's the 9th. John's got a previous commitment, but we'll certainly have him on the air.
Oh, no, wait. I might have to figure out a way to get down there. We have our enshrinement for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame up in Jacksonville, and I'll be traveling back, and I think if I can use the GPS and the Google Maps and negotiate my way through the Orlando traffic down to Tampa, St. Pete, I might be able to get there just in time for our broadcast.
Well, that'd be superb. You guys will know a lot of the people up there, and we're going to be welcome with open arms, because I've known Jeremy since 2004, and when he was at the Golf Channel. He's on hold right now. So let's bring him into the conversation as we talk about our coming out there and joining you. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm good, guys. How you doing, Mike? Yeah, we have known each other for quite a long time, haven't we?
Talk about a bizarre occurrence when John Rager went on. Say hello to John Rager and this Bill Buttner. They're my two pros that carry the hat.
Hello, John and Bill.
Hello.
Two great guys. And
hey, Jeremy, this is John Rager. I just want to tell you that we're so thrilled to be able to cover the Anika tournament. And I remember the last couple years, they had the match there, and there may be at another event there, and we were like persona non grata. They wouldn't even let us in the front door. We had to, like, Mike and I had a scheme that we would go ahead and dress up like kitchen staff and busboys or something like that, and like sneak through the back door to get in. So we're so excited to have the opportunity to come cover the event this year.
Go ahead. I was going to say, is that the idea that Mike got into the amateur last year, got the kitchen staff? And
Jeremy doesn't want to hear this story, but I'll tell him another time. I actually crashed the U.S. Amateur Open out in Denver this year, Jeremy, and shared that story with the audience, and they got a kick out of it. But I'm blessed that you showed up when I was reading the credentials, and at the bottom it says Jeremy Freeman. I about fell off my chair, and then when I called you in, and a little trip back in time to on the tee when you were with the Golf Channel. Tell our audience a little bit of your bio and where you've been since then, what you've been doing, and how you ended up getting with the Annika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican.
Well, yeah. So just a little backstory for Bill, you, and John. When Mike was doing his radio show in Iowa, the Iowa Sports Connection show. Mike, is that right? I think I got that right.
Yeah, it was on the tee on the Iowa Sports Connection network. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
So Mike was. So I was essentially Mike's Golf Channel booker for years. He would we would talk almost weekly, and Mike would say, "All right, Jeremy, who do you got for me to come on the show this week? What do we have coming up?" I said, "Well, we have either this great reality series, or we have this great live tournament. Here's who's in studio this week. Here's who we're going to get you." So we developed a nice long relationship. So I was Golf Channel and NBC Sports' PR director for 15 years. And then in 2021, I moved on from Golf Channel over to the basically the tournament side of things. So now I'm at this tournament, the Annika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican. Here in Tampa, I'm the tournament's media director, and I also oversee media for 12 professional golf tournaments across the country. So I'm taking all of my years being a media guy within Golf Channel and NBC and working in media centers, because media centers were basically my office for years and years, and now I'm running media centers, taking care of my people, taking care of my fellow media, telling them, hey, Come to my tournament. Come cover the event. You know I'm going to take care of you. Mike and John and Bill, you can appreciate this. The four things that I say to people about for all of us media folks who will enjoy a week: good food, good internet, good parking, and good coffee.
You've absolutely nailed it.
You take care of those four things, everything else will be gravy.
Well, you know, Jeremy, I really it's really interesting, your career and what you've done. I've had the good fortune the last 30 years to cover PGA Tour events, Champion Tour events, especially Champion Tour events. I've worked with Phil Stambaugh, so he retired at the PGA Tour, and worked with Glenn Greenspan from Augusta National. And I can tell you that you just nailed it with those four things. Because you know what, when you're a media person, and there's a pecking order out there, you know, there's the national royalty out there, and then there's folks like us that we're journeymen, but we want to, you know, promote the game of golf and have some interesting conversations with people and everything. Yep. And to your testament, I've never met you before, but to do this like 11 or 12 different LPGA Tour events around the country, that is absolutely awesome to be able to do that. And And we really appreciate it, and we really appreciate the opportunity to come cover the Annika. So why don't you give us a little background on the Annika and what's going on down there?
Yeah, so the Annika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican, it will be tournament days are Thursday through Sunday, November 9th through the 12th. Tickets will be, or the fans will be able to come starting November 8th for Pro-Am Day. So Wednesday through Sunday, November 8th through the 12th. The penultimate event on the LPGA Tour is the final full field regular season event before the season ender at the CME Group Tour Championship the following week. And it's the fourth year of this tournament. It's the first year as a namesake event with World Golf Hall of Famer Annika Sorenstam. So it's the sole namesake event on the LPGA Tour. And we just hosted Media Day last week. For the event, we had Annika there. We had LPGA Tour winner Elizabeth Zokel, and our first sponsor exemption, Luis Rittquist, there. Kind of all talking about the excitement of the event. And one of the big things for Pelican Golf Club in Bel Air, they are a first class property and a first class club. And one of the things that we are doing this year with this tournament is it's been a tremendous event the first 3 years. We are elevating this across the board with Annika coming in as the namesake and tournament host, Gainbridge coming in as title sponsor. They are a longtime tournament partner they were last title sponsor for the Gainbridge LPGA down in Boca Rio, which I handled that event as well. And this event, the tournament purse, which is probably one of the bigger things for the players, it's a $3.25 million purse. As the
wow.
largest on the LPGA Tour outside of the majors and CME the following week. So it's a there's a lot of big things that we're going to be doing at the tournament that's, you know, that people are going to see. It's going to be a great experience for the players and fans and spectators. But there's going to be little nuances and subtle things that we're going to be doing to increase the experience for everybody across the board. We got a tremendous field for the event, 8 of the top 10 in the world, 16 out of the top 20. We have our two-time defending champion, back-to-back defending champion, Nelly Korda from nearby Bradenton. She will be back. Brooke Henderson will be there. Lexi Thompson will be there. Danielle Kang will be there. Lydia Ko will be there. So it's going to be a really, really cool week, and I'm looking forward to you guys seeing the event and covering the event in person.
We know what's really special about this event. Yeah, for the last 20 years, I've been on the board of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. I'll be serving as an officer this upcoming year. And we inducted Annika into our Florida Sports Hall of Fame a couple of years ago down in Orlando. And I can tell you that, you know, as I've gotten to know her and as I've gotten to see how she's evolved after her playing career, she is one of golf's great ambassadors. She's very accessible. She really has the growth of the game in mind. She does so much with young people in golf. And man, I'll tell you what, you know, you couldn't find a better ambassador and spokesman and person to be involved with that tournament.
Oh, 100%. Annika is, she does so much for the game through her foundation, and her foundation is going to be our key beneficiary for the event. She has a number of Annika events, a number of junior events, the Annika Intercollegiate, which is where our sponsor exemption, Luis Ridquist, who is a junior at South Carolina, she won that tournament, so she's even making her LPGA debut at our event. But she does so much to promote the game as an ambassador of golf, and she wants to inspire the next generation. That's why you'll see throughout the course, and throughout a lot of our branding, we have a tagline for this event called Lead with Legacy. And you can't have a better person to lead with legacy than Annika Sorenstam.
Well, you know, when I see her down there, when I come up to her, I'm not going to say, "Hey, Annika, how you doing?" I'm going to say, "Hey, golf mom, how you doing?" She's a golf mom now.
Yep. Her kids are, I mean, that she's a full-on mom. So her son, Will, they will go out and play golf every single day. When Will's done with school, he's like, "All right, come on, mom, let's go. Let's go on the driving range." They're getting to the point. I don't think Will has beaten mom in 9 holes yet, but it's getting really close. And so it's getting really competitive between mom and son, Will. And she's just really enjoying it because he's playing in the U.S. Kids, and he's playing a lot of these. He's playing in Nota Begay's Junior Golf Invitational, so he's doing a lot of events. And so Annika is the greatest golfer of all time, is being just a proud mom on the side.
Well, the next great golf rivalry is going to be Will versus Charlie, I guess, right?
Oh yeah, it totally will be.
You can see how much he loved the game and how much she enjoyed watching him, kind of like Tiger with Charlie when they were over in Orlando last year, and I'm sure they'll be there this year.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, she will. I'm imagining that she'll be playing in the celebrity division for the Hilton Grand Vacations event, the season starter on the LPGA Tour. I'm assuming that she'll be doing that again. And also, in December, they haven't announced the field yet, but safely assuming that that she and Will will be a part of that again, along with Tiger and Charlie.
You just get pulled over there, Jeremy?
No, that's not me.
No, that was me. You know, we have a lot of activity here at St. Augustine Beach. But hey, Jeremy, I wanted to ask you a question here. So, how do you get a ticket and go to this tournament? What do you do?
So to to go to the tournament. So all the tickets are available on our tournament website, www.theanica.com. So there are grounds passes, daily and weekly grounds passes available. There's also upgraded hospitality passes as a part of the Lightning Lounge. So the tournament, we have a long-time partnership with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Where actually we have some of our staff at the Lightning game tonight. They are activating right in front of Thunder Alley currently. We also have a partnership with your friends down there, the Tampa Bay Rays, as well. But the Lightning Lounge is a big hospitality structure on the 12th hole at Pelican Golf Club. It's kind of our signature par 3 hole, and it's probably our most exciting hole that we have out there because the players will be they'll be trying for a hole in one on that hole. If they make a hole in one, they will win a Lamborghini.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You guys aren't playing around up there in Bel Air.
No, not at all. And the excitement at that hole is tremendous. So we actually, 2 years ago, we had four holes in one. So we gave out four Lamborghinis.
I didn't realize that. That's unbelievable that you'd have four hole-in-ones in one day. The odds of that are astronomical.
Right, and that's from our friends Morgan Auto down the street. They do a great job with us too. Had to give a little shameless plug to them too. But yeah, so theanica.com is where you can purchase tickets. Daily grounds tickets are available starting Wednesday, November 8th. You can come and watch the Pro-Am Thursday through Sunday. Daily tickets, weekly tickets, also Thursday through Sunday, and our upgraded hospitality with the Tampa Bay Lightning. We will have Lightning alumni that will be there during the week. We will have Thunderbug, the Lightning's mascot, will be there on Friday. And we've got a lot of as you guys know, LPGA Tour events, we really try to cater to the entire family, right? Moms, dads, of course, but young players especially. Even players who aren't into golf but like watching the best players in the world. We want to focus this as an inspirational event for the next generation of players, because that's what Annika wants to do. And as you guys see at LPGA Tour events, there are young girls that are walking around the ground and say, I want to be just like Lexi. I want to be just like Brooke. I want to be just like Nelly. And that's what we're going to strive to do during our tournament in a few weeks.
And those Floridians obviously are incredible role models, the three you just mentioned. And we talked to James Poulter from the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Club before you. And James is bringing some kids over on Saturday for one of her clinics. So she's really embracing the entire area. And you guys are touching all the bases, all the boxes, Jeremy, over up there. And I look forward to our being fortunate to participate as well.
Yeah, me too. And we will have the Chi-Chi Rodriguez Foundation out as well on Saturday for our Recall to Junior Golf Show. It's a big junior golf clinic that we do on Saturday. So that's kind of one of the many initiatives that we're doing during the week to kind of showcase the game of golf and introduce the game of golf as well.
Hey, before we let you go, I don't want to take a trip back in time. I want these pros to know how great you were. I mean, when he said he was lining me up with guests, these were the guys on the Golf Channel back in that era, you know, the Steve Sands, Eric Casillas. Yeah. I remember having a conversation with him. I don't think there was Hogard. There's not one of the guys that I didn't get through you, and I to this day people are just shocked. How did the hack get that done? And I think I was just a pleasantly persistent pain in the butt and blew your phone up over there until I got an answer.
It's all about the relationship, Mike. Yes, you did blow my phone up, but it's all about the relationships.
Well, I'm glad that we still have one, my friend. I'm looking forward to getting you down here to Ferg's. You said you like the place. We got two simulators here. When things wind down, you grab some of the staff, come down here, maybe have a getaway day, and we'll take care of it for you on the team with Florida Will. And you could have a few coldies and something to eat and relax if you're not at one of your other 10 events. And come down to Ferg's, or we'll wait till next season. I'll throw you some ticks. We'll have some fun.
That sounds like a plan, and looking forward to seeing you guys in a few weeks. And Mike, you've got my number if you need a guest on for the next few weeks, an LPGA player too.
Yes, the answer is yes.
The answer is double yes. Yeah, I'll reach out to you. I'll reach out to you tomorrow, and we'll get things lined up. Of course, that's the Anika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican. He's Jeremy Friedman. He's the director of media up there, and we'll talk to you soon, my man.
All right, guys. Mike, Bill, John, great talking to you. Look forward to seeing y'all soon.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a hard break, fellas, on that. We got a bright future up there with the LPGA, my friend.
I hear you. That sounds like fun.
All right, let's take a break here on the Tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
On the Tee, Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Carrie McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida. Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, across from Bill Butner, John Rager up there in St. Augustine Beach, and the great conversation brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra, and that was with Jeremy Friedman, and he is the media director for the Anika, driven by Gainbridge at Pelican, and he made certain that I include that every time. So
I don't blame you. Yes.
And it just rolls off my tongue now, and I'm going to continue because I think we're going to have a great relationship that'll last as long as we're on there, as long as Jeremy's up there. A little local flavor each and every week, and listen to us, of course, on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network with our flagship, Matt on the controls, 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's up there at Tampa Clearwater. Nice and loud and proud up there at the Pelican. They can tune us in along with WZHR FM 104. 104.3 and FM WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400 in Lake City, Gainesville, WGRO AM 1250 and WDSR AM 1340. We're sitting right here on one of the simulators, and it is we're continuing with our BOGO. John and I are rolling out a lot of strategies to develop more traffic on the simulators. Some of that is sitting right across from me, Bill Butner. We're going to be putting together his lesson opportunities for our audience and people to come down here, and looking forward to expanding that. And then we're going to be doing leagues, and we're going to have what did we decide to call them? Seniors leagues.
Well, actually, yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, the Ice Pick Vodka. Well, the Ice Pick Vodka 19th Hole Clubhouse, we are really looking forward to have Bill Butner down there giving golf lessons. And for listeners out there, if you have a chance to take a lesson from this man, you ought to do it. Because, you know, what happens with PGA golf professionals, the longer you're at it, the better you actually get when you're coming to teach people how to play golf. And Bill's been at it for a couple of years. And not to say that he's an old guy, but I can tell you that he's got a lot of experience and can really help you. And these simulators actually will allow you to capture some of the data, have some metrics out there, and Bill can help you with your game. So you don't necessarily have to go outside to a driving range. And some of this information coming up, if you visit On the Tee Florida on the World Wide Web, www.onthetfloridagolf.com, www.onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll find out about our on-air personalities, you'll find about our sponsors. You can sign up for a free e-membership, enjoy great benefits, and we actually have all kind of swag out there with tickets to things and all kinds of merchandise. And you can even reserve a tee time. There's a link to the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Simulators on our website. So www.onthetfloridagolf.com. Come visit us there. And by the time the weekend's over, I'm a little slacking right now, but we'll have Bill's information up there. We'll have the some other information about how you can go ahead and tell us you want to join a league. We are forming leagues, and we do have the old people going to be coming out, and we do call them seniors. And they're the ones that can come out in the mornings or off times. They don't have to come out there on Saturday nights while the ball games are going on. And if you want to have your own league and you have eight people, we'll do a league for you. So with that, visit onthetfloridagolf.com and you'll learn all about it.
Well, that was a nice conversation with Jeremy. He's got his finger on the pulse in the LPGA, and it looks like we're going to be having him on as a regular. I talked to Adam Woodard. He's been on before, and of course, he's a Golf Week assistant editor, and Adam's going to be down in Miami this weekend for the LIV championship, I guess. It's the team championship, I believe.
Yeah, see, it's the final event for the year, and I guess it's all about the teams this week.
He asked me if one of the fellows is heading down. I said no. Both of them have been to an LIV event. You went up north, and John went over here in Orlando, and you came away with what?
Well, it's competitive. It's very competitive. The golf course was phenomenal. It was just a real challenge to obviously play and beat everybody in the field.
John, what
would... Well, hey, you guys have to speak for yourself out there because the Shark is sending a jet for me up here at the St. Augustine Regional Airport, and we're going to find out what's going on with this team event down there.
Well, you've been an LIV shill since the beginning, so he's probably looking for, you know, the few of you out there in America that he can get down there in those fairways.
Well, that's going to be the John Reg report tonight. So on the second hour there, towards the end of the second hour, we always slip in the John Reg report, and it's going to be about LIV and some interesting things that have come up recently about it. So stay with us after the top of the hour, and we'll be talking LIV golf on the John Rager Report.
Well, there's still golf going on. We've got the Zozo Championship. I forgot to get up at 1 a.m. and watch. I typically am an idiot. I do get up and watch those across the pond. But I was going, but this is going the other direction, to the far east. And you've got Colin Morikawa on top of the leaderboard at 6 under. And then tomorrow, the Dominion Energy Charity Classic, and that's the Country Club of Virginia. Have you ever been up there, Bill?
I have not. I have not been up there. I do know the head.
It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, I know the head got one of the my North Carolina Tar Heels was the
number 10 in the country.
You know they're coming on strong. Mike West was the director of golf up there at Country Club of Virginia.
It looks like a spectacular track. John, you ever been up there in that neck of the woods?
Well, I have, and my neck of the woods is more of Wheeling, West Virginia, Spiedel, Ogilby Golf Club up there. I played a few tournaments there, and anywhere in West Virginia, it's just absolutely beautiful. But it's a hilly place, too. And, you know, it's just a gorgeous place to play golf, and most people don't realize that. Plus, you can ski up there, too, in the wintertime.
Well, yeah, if you can ski there, they certainly have hills up there. So that's, you know, and then you look at the rest of the year. There aren't too many events, with the exception of the wraparound events. We've got the event over in Orlando, which I always love. That's the father-son, and that'll be very interesting this year with
Charlie.
Charlie and John. John Daly the second. Not John any longer. In fact, I'd like to see if we can get media credentials over there, John Rager, our media director.
Well, I'll take care of it. And the fact that, you know, it's kind of funny. I was just sitting around the other night going, well, wait a second, you know, because I follow Annika pretty closely on social media. And, oh, wait, there's a tournament. Let me go get some media credentials. And we missed media day. We missed the media day because we were late. So this time I'm going to stay right on top of the tournament coming up in Orlando with all the dads, moms, kids, however they mix them together. Because that truly is a wonderful tournament to watch because it's laid back, it's relaxed, they are competitive, and, you know, the galleries aren't that stout, so you can actually walk around and watch Hall of Fame golfers out there with their kids and get up front and close.
Speaking of Hall of Fame, and we'll talk about it in the second hour. We've only got a couple of minutes. We lost a Florida Gator, Andy Bean, the Lakeland native. I'm sure both of you guys have crossed his paths back in the day.
Yeah, I've obviously played with him before, and I see him every year over in Lakeland when we go visit Lone Palm or Grasslands, and he's a great guy.
He just appeared to be one of those nice guys on the tour as a fan watching with my grandpa back in the day. He always liked Andy Bean for some reason.
Big boy.
Well, his dad was quite a character, too. His dad had a golf course in Lakeland that called the Reservation, and literally there were chickens running in and out of the golf shop all the time. I mean, dad was quite a character, too.
You make fun of Iowa? You make fun of Iowa? What the hell?
Wow.
Chickens running in on the golf course.
Well, we feed corn to the chickens down here in Florida.
Good Iowa corn. We ship it down for the golf roosters. Yeah, but anyway, rest in peace, Andy Bean, and he's a Florida Gator. You know, when I start looking, now that I've moved down here, it's amazing how many golfers that I knew of, you know, watched them, but I did not know they were Florida Gators. There's a lot of them out there.
There's a whole slew of that, probably, 1965 to 1990 tour players that came out of there.
Well, with the way the program is again, John Rager, it looks like they'll be putting more back up on the tour for a while. They had a little bit of a lull.
Yeah.
Hey, how much time we have before the top of the hour?
We got 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Okay, so it is interesting. We talk about this when we come back, but it's like an arms race in college golf right now, how good your practice facilities are, how good your golf courses are. And University of Florida does not have the facilities that most Division I programs have that are in the
we'll
top
talk about
20
that in
around
the second
the country.
Hour, brother. We're winding down, and we're going to have
a
talk about that.
You got
we'll
it.
Be back. Hour number two on the T Florida live from Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.